Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Lean Toss-Up Call of Duty League podcast. It's time for Major 3, Week 3. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, CDL Metrics. They're rocking the rocker jersey right there. There you go. Yep, you beat Boston. That was against my pick. I had Boston. Did go to a game 5, somehow. Not, I thought my bet was dead there, but Rocker did pull that out. Yeah.
Yeah, I decided to wear this shirt and hat just because I wanted a vibe change, right? Minnesota, they got a win last week, which it's been a rocky year for them despite being in fifth place right now. But I don't know. Anytime you beat the team that's in dead last in a game five, round 11, that is reason enough to celebrate for me. Yeah, good job, Rocker. I don't know. I just thought of rocking some Minnesota stuff, pun intended. Just 'cause I don't wear it enough. So, yeah, here's an excuse to wear it on this podcast. But yeah, happy to see Rocker got off the mat and got a win. Had they not, they would have been staring down the barrel of an 0-3 start, and that would be not so good for their winner's bracket outlook. But yeah, anyway, that was one of many matches last week. A couple surprising upsets, a lot of sweeps, as we're used to at this point. I would say last week was a pretty interesting watch. Curious to see if this weekend is similar or not. But yeah, excited as always
Yeah.
to talk.
Agreed. News of the week. CDL Champs is hosted by Optic in Texas. Not the most surprising. It had been rumored that they were going to host something, potentially Champs. 8,000 capacity. GA general admission pricing. $29 Thursday, $49 Friday. $79 Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, that's not that expensive, actually. $29 for a seat, not a lot. And the 16 team Challengers Finals will be there. Hopefully we'll get to see it. It won't be at exactly the same time as the other games, but who knows? The big thing people are talking about this is the fact that it's like, oh, this is an unfair home field advantage for Optic. And what are your thoughts on that? No huge surprise here, but what do you think this is a bit unfair for Optic or not? What do you think? You don't
No,
care?
their fans exist everywhere. I'm sure there are a higher proportion of them in the state of Texas than anywhere else, but it's going to be a fun event. Optic fans show out wherever it is. If they are hosting it, that will be even more so the case. But no, we've had teams host, when air quotes, champs the last few years. We've had one in Los Angeles. You could say, oh, Thieves had an unfair advantage. And actually, now that I think of it, maybe they won champs that year in LA. So oh, maybe it is a thing. Vegas had it last year. I don't know. I think the CDL just wants to put it in cities where it's going to be good. It's going to get a lot of viewership. It's going to be a fun event. Optic events in the past have all been really good. And yeah, curious to see this arena. This is obviously bigger than the esports stadium in Arlington. It's more of like a real deal, small arena type venue. Yeah, I think it'll be a good place for it. Yeah, tickets not too bad. And the fact that VIP and reserve seating's already sold out is a good sign. So yeah, it should be a good weekend. Maybe it helps Optic, maybe not. I don't really care. I just think it's going to be a banger of an event. So that's all I really want. Imagine putting this in, I don't know, who's an organization that's like flopping this year? Seattle. What if we just had champs in Seattle, hosted by Seattle Surge? They're not even there and nobody cares. It's no, just put it in Texas. Sure, why not? Good for Optic.
Yeah, I agree with that. Moving on, Major 3 qualifiers, expected wins. FaZe, of course, 6.54, ever marching closer to the perfect 7-0. Texas, 5.5. I think their only loss being to that FaZe team, so they're looking pretty good. Toronto, of course, losing to FaZe rather brutally, I would say. That was rough, but interestingly enough, Thieves, 4.74. Carolina sitting there in fifth, and Surge sitting there in sixth, not in the bottom four. Subliners, what is happening there? Vegas, Miami, Minnesota, LAG, and Boston. Yeah, not too bad. So this is the interesting thing, right? Because you, I think, after Major 2 had pulled out to a 50-point lead in the race to, I think it was 1580 or something, right? And I think now some of the teams I picked, the Thieves are finally starting to show some life here. And I think Seattle's starting to. I had Seattle too, I think, right? Yeah. I think, right? Yeah. Yeah, so they're finally, my teams are finally starting to show some life. That being said, FaZe has just become world beaters, so they're going to help balance that out. But yeah, at least finally some of the teams that I thought were valuable are finally doing something. But yeah, it's pretty good though. What do you think? You're really low on subliners, eh? What do you think? Again, and to be fair, they lost to Carolina and they lost to Surge, two teams that are above them here. What are your thoughts on this? Do you agree that, are you concerned about subliners, or do you still think they're a top four team? I think it's up.
I am somewhat concerned. I do still think they are the fourth best team in the league. I don't think they've fallen off of that pedestal yet. But yeah, we've seen this from subliners earlier this year, right? Like Major One, 0-2 out. Like they lost to Carolina that weekend as well, if I'm not mistaken. They lose again to Carolina here. So yeah, maybe some early signs that this new map set is not ideal for them. Now they did get one win 2 weeks ago, so that was a good sign. They started 1-0. Last weekend, not so good. I am under the assumption of that was just one bad weekend, but I don't know. Even their win 2 weeks ago against Minnesota wasn't that dominant, despite being a 3-1 finish. Yeah, I don't know. New York showing some signs of weakness. I think they're a good organization. I think they'll qualify for winners bracket still. I think they'll make champs easily. I don't worry too much about them long term, but yeah, maybe they'll have to work on some map vetoes and some reworking some maps that they haven't been playing lately if this map set is not kind to them, which it seems like it might not be. But yeah, at the end of the day, if you're a Subliners fan, don't worry too much. But yeah, what really sticks out from the expected wins graph this week, I think, is look at Carolina and look at Minnesota. That is not that far of a gap, even if you want to throw in LAG and Boston. Like, there is a lot of figuring out of like who is making winner's bracket from this group. It is super, super close. Yeah, New York are under Carolina, under Seattle. They lost to both of those teams last weekend, so they don't have the tiebreaker there. Some other upsets have thrown a wrench into things. So yeah, as it stands now, it looks like Miami, Minnesota, LAG, Boston are the teams on the outside looking in, but I could see a number of those teams flipping above that line and qualifying for winners brackets. Yeah, the story from this graph is there are four teams that are very comfortable, almost locks to make winners bracket at this point, and there are eight teams that could finish anywhere between fifth and 12th. Excited to see how that shakes out. But yeah, I think that just goes to show how much parity is in the league in that bottom seven, eight teams right now. So.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? 3.06 to 2.57, not a big difference there, right? And I think that's a very key point to think about. Beating the market and combined model results. This did not go well for me. Now, it is frustrating because Surge decided to go 0-3 to Texas, but the other game they played against the top four, they won outright. Both these went to game fives. Which, here's the thing, if you say, okay, this game's gonna go to game five, and you're like, okay, you get to put plus money on a team that's gonna go to game five, I'd take that any day of the week, right? But went 0-2 on that, right? That sucks. You unfortunately got caught by FaZe just absolutely blowing Toronto out as well. You did, however, catch Miami. You lost that one too. And then you caught Miami though, plus 1.5 against these. I actually decided to bet on this one as well on Saturday. It almost didn't cash. I had a moment of panic when they lost map one, and then they in map two, they were like down, I think 5-3, and I'm like, this is not going well. And I looked away, and then all of a sudden, then I cut back. I look back, and then the screen says it's the commercial break is 1-1. I'm like, what happened? What? How did that even happen? I don't even know. But yeah, we survived that one. But yeah, I still don't know what happened there. But again, I had them to win that map, and they lost it in map five. So it's unfortunate, but yeah, it happens. Anything? Yeah, nothing much there to say. Okay, and the combined model plays, they did not have a great day either. Miami plus 2.5. This was something I was looking at this. I just decided not to pull the trigger on it. Turns out I should have. Seattle plus 2.5. Again, they covered the spread against Subliners, but they did not win map two, which was the one we had said. And yeah, Miami did win. Or no, Miami plus 1.5 won, but they did not cover the money line. The two of the four maps, the two of the three laps they lost were map one and three. They lost 1-3-5. Boston plus 1.5 did catch, but the money line in map one did not, and then FaZe just cleaned up. So a rough day, a rough weekend, but a lot of the we were on the right track with a lot of these, I think. Match previews. So unfortunately, no spreads this week for the games, but we still have map lines, so that's pretty good. Thieves versus Ravens. Thieves minus 163 on the money line, minus 1.5 plus 125, minus 150 map one, minus 138 map two, minus 125 map three. And comparing that to our models, yeah, it's you're on market to thieves. I'm not on market with thieves. I actually like Carolina here by quite a bit, actually. I like the +1.5. I like the +120. Thieves is an interesting team, right? Okay, they're doing a bit better. They beat Miami, although potentially, I mean, went to game five. You can always lose a game five. I honestly don't know what to make of Thieves, but Carolina has been looking pretty good, right? They were finally able to avenge their almost lost, their loss to Subliners. They avenged them on Friday, and they play another game, right? Yeah, that's right. They 3-0'd LAG, right? So I think the Subliners team isn't that, or the Subliners team, this Carolina team is not that bad. I think they're good, but you don't really like them here, though. Why would you pick Thieves over them, or are you just staying away from this?
Yeah, I have this as a 60-40 game in terms of win probability favoring Thieves, but most of that is predicated on Search and Destroy. Like, I have Thieves as about a 65% favorite in a generic game of Search. And Carolina, that might be a touch high now that I think about it, because Carolina's Search and Destroy has been improving lately. But at the end of the day, I do think Thieves are a justifiable favorite in this game. Interested to see this one. Like, both of these teams are trending in the right direction right now. I feel good about Thieves for sure making winner's bracket. Carolina looking good. If they can get this win, they look very good for winner's bracket. So a pretty important game, one that I'm interested in watching. But yeah, in terms of like match money line, match spread, not big interest in me anywhere. Like, a lot of back and forth. Like, you can see I have the tiniest smidge of value on Carolina +1.5, mostly predicated on the fact that they are pretty competitive hard point and control, and the fact is you get 2 hard points in the first 4 maps, so that's where that value comes from. But LA Thieves, just, you know, on the year have been good at Search and Destroy. I know Carolina's improving, but I still have a lot of faith that LA Thieves can get it done in that mode. So the way I see this going is a LA Thieves 3-2 victory, which isn't maybe a big shock. That's what market is also expecting. But yeah, don't be surprised at all if Carolina take this, even in a map 4. That could very well happen. But yeah, at the end of the day, I do think Thieves are just the slightly better team.
Yeah, I disagree. I do like Carolina here, but this could be an interesting kind of battle between our models there. Second match, and this is one where we actually a bit more agree, LAG versus Minnesota. Minnesota -334 on the money line, -1.5, -150. They're pretty out on LAG after that performance there against Carolina. Minnesota -225 on the money line, -225 in the hard point, -175 in the search, and -225 again in the control. And yeah, we both hear why. I don't understand why our models do this. I put my model says here, and usually it's pretty good, but it weirdly likes LAG, and I don't know why. Because every time I keep saying, "Oh, let's bet LAG," and then it never goes well. But then the times we don't bet LAG, then that would have gone well. I don't know. We both like LAG in the hardpoint. We definitely both like LAG in the search, and then we both like LAG in the I like LAG in the control. You don't like them as much in the control, but we both have LAG +1.5 over 60%. We're getting +110 on that. That's pretty good value there. You gonna do it, or are you gonna go against your own team here with LAG, or are you just gonna stay away from this one?
I am, yeah. So this is something that I'm pretty confident in, is that LAG have reached their lowest point in the season. If you think of just like markets, how markets move, like, this is a very good buy low opportunity, in my opinion, on LAG. Now, here's the thing that's scary, right? They've played 3 matches, and they have been swept in all 3 of those. Now, granted, one was against FaZe, I believe, but the other 2 they could have competed in last week versus Ravens. Did not look good, but some of the maps were close. The week prior, they played Vegas, I believe. Vegas swept them, but yeah, so it hasn't been good lately for LAG, but you just look at these teams holistically. Like, Minnesota Rocker do have a new roster that they've been playing with for the last couple weeks, but has that new Minnesota roster shown you a lot in terms of, oh yeah, like, they are for sure better now with this new roster? Like, they should be prohibitive favorites over this LAG team. Like, to me, it's no. I don't know. Minnesota look much the same. Maybe their game modes are a little different now. The maps that they play are a little different. But at the end of the day, I think Minnesota are still like the eighth or ninth best team in the game. And I think LAG are like the 10th or 11th or maybe even the 12th. Maybe LAG are the worst team in the game. But my point is that the worst team and the eighth best team are not that far apart. Like LAG plus 240, that should not be the number at all. LAG to cover a map and a half at plus 110. That's, to me, those numbers are just off. And I understand the last 2 weeks have been bad, like horrible for LAG. But this is also a team that picked up 2 wins at Major 2. And if I'm not mistaken, they're the last team to have beaten Atlanta FaZe. Like, they were huge underdogs in that. We talked about that weeks ago. And they won. No one thought they would win. They were like 16-1 to just win that match. And they did it. So, yeah, LAG, they still have the same roster they've had all year. They've had high points. They've had low points. I think right now this is clearly a low point for them, but one that I'm willing to buy back in on, if you will, with this team. At the end of the day, I do think Minnesota are the better team. I do have them favored to win, but these prices are just not quite right. Like, Minnesota is way too big of a favorite for my taste. So, yeah, despite wearing all the Rocker gear, I am very much siding with LAG in this match.
Yeah, I agree with that. I like LAG here as well. Now, again, double back-to-back game for LAG. This is something that just keeps happening, and I'm not completely sure why. Boston versus LAG again. Boston minus 300 money line, minus 1.5, minus 138. Again, a lot of faith in this Boston team. I do not feel it is well placed. Minus 200 the money line for the hard point, minus 150 for the search, and minus 250 for the control. Yeah, we're both way lower on them. We're like, hey, I don't know what this Boston team has done to give you confidence that they're going to decisively beat this LAG team. I have no idea where that confidence came from. Both these teams are not good. I have zero faith in basically either of these teams. And you're like, no, Boston minus 1.5. Minnesota is also not particularly great, and they took them to 5. Basically, that's saying they're basically equivalent to each other. And okay, this is basically saying that as well, but again, the fact that you're saying, okay, Minnesota and Boston are equal, but yet also both of them are equally as good, better than LAG, that just to me seems a little off. I don't completely buy that argument. I feel like this is a straight up, yeah, I'd not buy that, if that makes sense. What are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, basically just copy and paste what I said in the LAG versus Minnesota match and put it in here. Yeah, I think Minnesota and Boston are comparable. They played each other last week. It went to a game 5, round 11. You look map by map. Minnesota had a couple more dominant wins. Boston had some good ones, though, too. I'm okay with where Boston and Minnesota are price-wise relative to each other. I think Minnesota is a slightly bigger favorite over LA Gorillas than Boston is. But my point still stands of even if LA Gorillas are the worst team in the game, Boston Breach and Minnesota Rocker are not that much better than them. Boston Breach are 12th in the CDL standings. I can count how many match wins they have this season. On one hand, it's this many, it's 5. And they haven't won since St. Patrick's Day. What have we seen from Boston through their 2 matches with this new team that says, oh yeah, they should be a minus 300 favorite over LA Gorillas? Nothing. Good for Boston. They've been competitive. They lost 2 game 5s. They've lost a few round 11s at this point now. I do think their luck will change. I don't know if there's a ton separating these two teams, though. I could go on and on about this, but I really do think the markets are overreacting to a bad LA Gorillas start, which I'm okay with the market jumping on that because maybe they're worried like, okay, LA Gorillas were a below average team before this started and now they're 0-9. I don't know about this. I'm okay with that. I just think the shift in the odds was way, way too aggressive. So yeah, if you're like me, like I just blindly take LAG to cover or win one of these matches this weekend. I don't think they're going to go 0-7 in this qualifier stage. Famous last words, watch them go 0-7. But yeah, like LA Gorillas are not this bad. Fingers crossed. Come on, LA Gorillas, prove me right. And get something done this weekend because they're not a lock for losers bracket yet. They could very well turn this thing around and still qualify for champs. They're still in the running for stuff. It's still the same team. I think they could right the ship this weekend. Well, yeah, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see for a few more days, but I'm on LAG again. I'm going down with the ship if it's really this bad, Robert. We'll see.
Yeah, we've said that before, and sometimes we go down the ship, sometimes we don't go down with the ship. But the nice thing about this, though, is the fact that we're getting plus money to go down with the ship. Always it's a cozy. Positive side. Yes, it's yeah. Cozy. Toronto versus Carolina. Toronto minus 700 on the money line, minus 2.5 plus 162, minus 334 on the hard point, 275 on the search, and minus 200 on the control. Yeah, you're a bit higher there on Toronto. I'm a lot lower on them. I kind of weirdly like Carolina. Not gives a strong word. I see value on Carolina. I is at a certain point where Carolina has just been doing pretty well, right? And I don't know. This is the thing, right? I don't know what. I don't know if that's necessarily a negative per se, right? They seem to be doing pretty well. Toronto, okay, yeah, they beat LAG 3-0. Okay, LAG doesn't seem to be doing too well. Okay, they beat Miami 3-1. Okay, they did lose the hard point to Miami. Carolina, and then they got 3-0'd by FaZe, but Carolina's been kind of on the up and up. Maybe it's possible that Toronto might be a little overvalued here. I'm definitely not touching Toronto on this. Definitely not map one. I could see it. We don't have a spread yet, obviously, but if this is something like Carolina plus 40 in the hard point, I definitely take that. I can see some value like that. What about you on this game? Do you see any value? And you basically don't see any value on Toronto, but do you see anything you like on Carolina here, or are you just staying away from this one? I will say before you say that, though, I will say the minus 225 for the plus 2.5, that's a little too rich for my blood. That comes down, though. If that's a plus 160, minus 163, minus 150, I'll think about it. But at minus 225, I'm looking at the alt plus 1.5.
Yeah, this is actually one of the few games where I am going against my model somewhat. My model does point in the direction of Toronto ever so slightly, mostly in map one. But one thing that I have not adjusted yet with my numbers, and I will in a few weeks once we get to Major 3, is the maps that were removed going into Major 3 qualifiers, I still have that map data in. So that includes hard points on Skid Row and Invasion, and it also includes Search and Destroys on Terminal. Now, we're not playing any of those maps anymore, but that data is still in. I feel like if I were to remove all of that data now, my numbers would look more like market, maybe even more like yours. And yeah, if I'm looking at anything here, I think Carolina map 2 is pretty enticing. Like I said in their previous match, they have been improving in Search and Destroy. Plus 200 is a big number to lay. And Toronto have been solid at search, but not, yeah, very beatable, I would say. To get a number as big as plus 200 for Ravens is pretty good. So rather than maybe take that plus 2.5 at a really steep price, I would maybe just focus on just Search and Destroy, or if you're interested in the map 1 spread or map 3 for some reason, I would just focus on one of those maps wherever you lean most heavily, as opposed to just like blanket taking all of them with that plus 2.5. Yeah, I'm leaning Carolina map 2 as something to play here, but for the most part, this is a stay away for me. I do think Toronto win this one, probably a 3-1, because that's what they do. But they have been showing some signs of weakness in hardpoint as well. Like, they're splitting a lot more hardpoints, which we didn't see earlier in the year. Their search and control is still fine. It's not elite, but it's good enough to get by, especially against these not so good teams. But Ravens are playing well right now. They might make this a pretty good fight. So interested to see how this one plays out, but probably won't be playing anything myself.
Yeah. Next up, Minnesota versus LA Thieves. Thieves minus 175, minus 1.5, plus 120 on the money line, minus 163 on the hard point, minus 138 in the search, and minus 125 in the control. Yeah, graphs look pretty equal there. I basically am market. You're a little, or no, we're a little combined lower on the Thieves and just a little higher on Minnesota here, but I'm not knocking down the door here to bet on the Thieves. in any capacity, really. This is another, I think this is, what, this is Sunday? No, Saturday, last match on Saturday. This is not particularly a barn burner for me. I'm staying away from this one. Still don't know, completely know what to make of Thieves. What do you think?
Yeah, this one's priced pretty spot on. Yeah, another 60-40 game where I favor LA Thieves. A lot of that is just like LA Thieves to me are probably the best team in that cluster towards the bottom. And Minnesota are closer to maybe 8th or 9th in the league. So yeah, I don't know. I lean LA Thieves here. Again, I think they can get this done through Search and Destroy. Their hardpoint and controls are very comparable. At the end of the day, I again see an LA Thieves 3-2. That seems to be how they get it done most of the time. But yeah, cheering for Rocker, as always, as you can see with the purple. But yeah, I expect Thieves to win here, but not much else to say. I think this is priced pretty spot on.
I agree with that. All right, next up, we've got Seattle versus Legion. This map is usually like lines and stuff. They don't really surprise me. This surprised me two ways. It had Legion as the favorite at minus 200, minus 1.5, minus 120, minus 225 hard point, plus 120 search, minus 250 in the control. Now, this surprised me two ways, because one, I thought, that's crazy. There's no way Legion should be that big of a favorite. Seattle is coming, is doing well. Legion got 3-0'd there by Optic. No way this makes sense. My model's going to love Seattle. Then it surprised me again, because then my model actually was like, no, Legion's actually a bigger favorite. And you agree. Your model agrees, too. And I was like, what is happening here? And then I actually looked back in the... I looked back at the data from the Optic-Legion match. And with the exception of, I think, the control, Legion actually outslayed Optic in the hardpoint. And they only lost the search by one kill. Basically... this is one of those bad luck scenarios where it's, oh, bad stuff happened, so they lost the hard point, and then they lost the search, even though they outslayed them, or basically dead even with them in the search in terms of slaying. But now the models, yeah, no, they're a better team than you think they are, and maybe Surge being subliners isn't getting them enough credit for that. Maybe the models, yeah, Surge isn't that great either, or subliners aren't that great either. How are you reconciling this? Did you see this data? Did you see the numbers and do a double take like me? Or is that similar to what you thought?
No, I thought I would come in close to market on this one just because my numbers are slow to react to what has happened lately. And lately, Seattle Surge have looked pretty competitive. Vegas Legion have been trending, I would say, in the wrong direction. They do have one win so far in the qualifiers, but that was against LA Gorillas, who aren't looking great right now. But... yeah, Vegas Legion, if we go back 2 weeks, they were a team that, if you looked at old map set versus new map set, they were a loser in regards to, they were losing some key hardpoint maps, they were losing a good search map, so it all added up to maybe they will not do so well if the new maps aren't kind to them. And I don't really have, so far, yeah, the new maps haven't been great. They played 6-star twice against Thieves last week. They lost by 200 points in a hard point. They lost by 4 rounds in search. They did play on Vista hard point as well. They won by 3 on that. So, like, Vegas showing some signs of weakness, specifically in hard point, I would say, which has been their go-to mode. The new map set so far hasn't been super kind to them. And I don't know. I just think these teams are trending in opposite directions. Even though my numbers say there's maybe some value, Legion moneyline, map and a half, map one. I don't know. I'm going to sit this one out because Seattle is playing well right now. And in part because they have a new roster, right? Like Vegas, I suppose, also has a new roster as well. But Seattle are showing some clear signs of improvement with a new team. And Vegas is showing much the same, if not worse, play with a new team. So, yeah, this is one where I think Seattle absolutely could win. And I'm just, again, disregarding my numbers because I think they haven't fully caught up to where these teams are at the moment. So, yeah, if you were to ask me, like, hey, you need to pick a winner, who is going to win this? I would still say Legion, but... I think the prices are about spot on, if not maybe some value with Seattle. That's where I'm at. It's a weird feeling game for me, but yeah, one where any game where I have a feeling like this, it's just auto, I'm going to sit this one out and just see how it goes thing. That's where I'm at. I'm for sure interested in watching this one. It does mean a lot for winner's bracket, loser's bracket, because those teams were all in that cluster around the cut line. But yeah, lean Legion to win ever so slightly, but not confident at all.
Mm-hmm. We see some value there. We see a little bit of value in the minus 1.5. But I'd love to see if we can get that plus 100. I'd wait for some buy-in and see. I think this is the first and only game these teams are playing this week, I think. Yeah, they're not playing any other games this week except for this one. So we'll see. I'm not sure how much I feel about this game. So we'll see. I'd love it if this line became a little shorter. Then I'd be like, I would be running down to bet Legion. But minus 120 is still a little too steep for me. So we'll see. Optic versus Miami. Second match on Sunday. Optic minus 900 on the money line. Minus 2.5 plus 110. Minus 334 on the hard point. Minus 200 in the search. Minus 1,000 in the control. I thought the minus 1,000 in the control would be a bit excessive, but it turns out not really. A bit excessive, yes, but not that. I'm a little lower, but still not that excessive. Yeah. Not Nick. But it's still the minus 150 is a tad steep there. This Miami team just does weird things. I don't know. I don't understand why they do the things they do, but sometimes they do good things and sometimes they don't do good things. So it's very weird. I don't fully understand why they do what they do. But they do it. So I don't know. What are your thoughts on this? Do you trust Optic here or not? What do you think?
Yeah, it is scary to jump in front of this Optic team right now because they are looking pretty good. Yeah, last week, 6-0 map count, wins over Seattle and Vegas. The week before that was their game against FaZe where they split the hard points. They very well could have won game 4. They only lost that by 9 points. So they, and again, if you go back to Major 2, like they were the team that gave FaZe the most trouble. So Optic trending in the right direction, maybe you could call them the number 2 team in the game at this point, just with how Toronto is looking lately. But Miami are just always there. Like, they played Toronto last week and split 2 hard points, and I know that's becoming an easier thing for teams to do, but it's still a thing that's hard to do. Toronto are still solid in hard point, and the fact that Miami were able to take map 1 off of them is something of note. And I think Optic and Toronto, you could say, are comparable in terms of how good they are at hardpoint. Maybe you'd even say Toronto are better. Yeah, I look at all that. Miami split against LA Thieves in hardpoint. They split against Boston in hardpoint. Miami just scratch and claw their way to game 5s a lot. I could absolutely see that in this case, but don't. Optic very well could get another sweep in just based on how they looked last weekend. But the map 1 on Miami is interesting. A plus 240 is a big number to hang. Interested to see where the map spread is in that. But yeah, that's the only place I'm looking at. I do expect an Optic probably 3-1 finish. But definitely think Miami have enough firepower to take probably a hard point off of them, maybe a search. And yeah, probably not a control. I think the minus 1,000, I was shocked like when I saw that at first. But then I dug into the numbers and I was like, yeah, that's actually probably right. So, yeah, we're looking at an Optic win here, most likely. But Miami might come back and make it a fight, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And last but not least, Subliners versus FaZe. FaZe minus 400 on the money line. Minus 1.5, minus 163, minus 225 in the hard point. Minus 200 in the search, and minus 250 in the control. I'm slightly higher on the Subliners plus 1.5. I don't hate it to go to 5, which is very weird because minus. The Subliners have a potential edge. I think I do really see like the hard points as basically 50-50s, which is interesting. And I see Subliners as being okay-ish in the search, like 40-ish percent. In the search and the thing. phase. I don't know why my model is off on a little odd on them, but apparently it is. Yeah, I don't know. It's odd. I don't fully understand why my model is odd there, but apparently it does seem to like subliners here. What are your thoughts on this? Do you see any value here? You're basically to market with some of these. Do you see any value here with subliners? Are you going to try to ride it with phase here?
Yeah, I wish I had more of an opinion on this game because it sets up as what should be an interesting match. But I don't know. New York do not look good right now, and phase look unbeatable. But at the end of the day, I also think subliners are a good team that can compete with a team like phase. I don't know. It's a big I don't know, so I'm going to stay away from this. My numbers say there might be a smidge of value on New York. I would rather just wait and see if that number goes up. If the plus 1.5 goes to plus 130, plus 140, then maybe. Because I, like you, think New York have the best chance of competing in hard points, right? So if New York can somehow win both of those, split them and win something else, map two or map three. Yeah, that's when you take an underdog at plus 1.5, is when you think they've got a real shot at hardpoint. The thing is, I think New York has a 40% chance in a generic game of hardpoints. If they were to play two, I would expect a split, and then you're banking on, you know, beating the best team at search or the best team at control, which is always tough. But it's a big stay away for me just because I really don't know which New York team we're going to get. I do think FaZe are getting close to like top of market prices right now, just considering the fact that they won Major 2, they were undefeated at Major 2, they're coming in, they're beating everybody in front of them, including really good teams like Toronto and Optic, so why couldn't they beat New York? That's totally justifiable if you want to go with FaZe, but for me, I'd rather just kick back and watch this one and see how it plays out.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch this one on Sunday night as well. Beating the market and combined model plays. Last week was not great for me, but we're doing Legion minus 1.5 versus Seattle for the number one pick. Number two pick, I've got Carolina plus 120 versus Thieves. And then for my number three pick, I'm taking the LEG spread versus Minnesota there on Friday. You've got LEG just straight money line against Boston. You've got just LEG straight money line against Minnesota there for your number two pick. And then for number three, you're trying to pick off Optic there in that hardpoint against Miami. So good luck to you on that one. Miami, not a bad hardpoint team. They had that weird hardpoint there against FaZe, against Thieves, but other than that, they've been looking pretty good. And then combined all plays, we've got Carolina plus the 1.5 map one, so we do like them a little bit there against Thieves, but the plus 1.5 is a bit shaded there for a bit expensive. LEG across the board, and LEG across the board again. What could possibly go wrong? Carolina map 2 there against Ultra, and the Minnesota plus 1.5 against Thieves, I think it is, yes. Vegas money line minus 1.5 map 1 against Seattle. Miami plus 2.5 map 1 map 3. I guess that's also saying Miami plus 1.5. And then subliners plus 1.5 map 2. These are what we like in some of those games as well. Next pod, we're going to be major three week 4 preview, and then that's week 4 of 5. So we've got week 4, week 5, then the major, and then we've got, I think it's a 1 or 2 week break before the next major qualifiers. Zero week break before the next qualifiers? Is it?
Or wait, no, you're right, announced. Yeah. You're right. I think it'll be a 1 week break. It originally was going to be zero, and we were going to play 11 weeks straight. But you're right; they did put in a buffer. So, yeah. But yeah, we'll be back next week for sure.
We'll be back next week. Also, we're doing this on Monday this week because of other prior commitments. However, though, Thursday NFL entry draft. I'm sure a lot of you are going to be watching that. A lot of you listening to this are going to be watching that as well. So I'm pretty psyched for that. Yeah, enjoy that, and we'll be back next week, and we will talk about more COD then. So until then, see you later, and have a good week.